and Bob Yud Beis and Aleph from they playing from the bottom. Bob Rab Yechon and Sova from Yeter Shutra Yitzor Lotzoyrech Utranami Shalei Lotzoyrech Pligi. Rab Yechon and also holds that the Machloikis in the Mishnah between Beishami and Beisullah is not a Machloikis of this Bechlal of this Yitzor, but the Machloikis is if do you say Mitoich You say mitoich and malachis, which are osur and yontif. You say mitoich and malachis eichel nefesh. Tani tana kami de Rabbi Yochanan. Amevar shel gid hanoshe becholav biyontif va'ochloi loike chomish. He said over baraisa to Rabbi Yochanan. If a person cooked a gid hanoshe becholav biyontif va'ochloi loike chomish. What are the five malchis? Loike mishum mevar shel gid. Is chayiv als yontif. He cooked a git, so is chayiv als bishop. Uloike mishum oichel git, and he ate the git, so is chayiv als oichel git. Uloike mishum evashel bosa becholo, is chayiv als bishop bosa becholo. This tana holds yesh begidim benois in tam, so there's a teres bosa, so here's a dinner bosa becholo. Uloike mishum oichel bosa becholo. So they said over this baraisa to Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei poik toni lebro. So this baraisa does not belong to be brought into the base medrash because it's not eis gehalten. Havore ubishul einei mishne. There's no such mishne that yochayiv an havore and yochayiv as bishul. Im Timzalaim a Mishne Beshami, the Omri Lemrini Mitter Shehutra Itzor Lutzerech Utranami Shalai Lutzerech. Achanami Lemrini Mitter Shehutra Havora Lutzerech Utranami Shalai Lutzerech. He says, the only way he understands this paraisa, that he understands this paraisa can be only going according to Beshami. That you need Davkim. Melechas Eichel Nefesh. So this isn't considered Melechas Eichel Nefesh since it's also Bachila. So it doesn't have a Teres Eichel Nefesh. But according to Beis Hillel, that you don't need Eichel Nefesh, you say Mitoich. So Memele, so why should you be like Al Tzavore and Bishol, Lechere, you shouldn't, according to Beis Hillel, you shouldn't be like it, you shouldn't be like Yisholish, not Chomish. Die Beisil, okin damri mitoich, shutra yitzor lezoirech, utranami shaloi lezoirech, ochenami mitoich, shutra havore lezoirech, utranami shaloi lezoirech, shishun biloike alts havore, lochere im alts bishe. Let us, so, upon we see from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan understood pshat in Beisil, not that Beisil holds, Ein heitzor liyontif, ein ere beitzor liyontif, no beisilu hol, that there is a din heitzor, no lemaise, it's mutter als mitoich, so according to beisilu, you wouldn't be loike als havor and bishop. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan sova bemitoich garsin. He also holds that the machloikes beisham beisilu, the machloikes in mitoich. Ligi beisham beisilu. Udekuli alme yesh isa eitzo liyontif. Everyone holds this an isa eitzo. Mivayaviru keil b'machne. We learn how to be a keil b'machne. It says, Vavikoli home hovi, the Moshe Rabbeinu said they should stop all the malachas, should we call home hovi, so we see that a voice called a malachas. The Yeshno Bishal Malacha is a Yontif, that there is also another Malacha, so it's also an Eitzo also. But Eitzo is called a Malacha, that we learn that, and we will call the Machne. If Eitzo is also a Yontif, so why did why was Yirmiyah mazel them only And I saw Shabbos, so I see you, Masa Babateich and Beyema Shabbos. Lachere, you should be Mazer on Yontav also. Yirmiya hoye Masiran ala Shabbos. Was Mazer on Shabbos, Shehem Chamurim, Alaba Yishmu. Now, what is Rashi's kasha? It says Rashi is asking if Eitzos Osher and Yontif, so why wasn't he mazel them and Yontif? Lachayre, what's the kasha? If Yirmiyah held me toich, Allah, we hold me toich, so what should he tell them by Yontif? Rashi evolved, and Rashi holds me toich, Yishlele Tzerech Klal is also mutter. So what's Rashi's kasha? What is Rashi's kasha? So Rosh Yosef seems to say that they were carrying a fill of Shalila Tzerech also. So Lucheir, it's also Midarabonon, and the Issa Darabonon was Noyig already Bisman Yirmiyah. So that's Rashi's kasha. Lucheir, it should be Mazar them al Haitzah Biyontev Midarabonon. So Rashi says, you don't start off with the Rabbonans, people who are Mechal Shabbos, the Raisa, you don't talk about the Rabbonans. First, we talk about the Raisas. Loike Mishum Mevashel Gid, Shabishel Av Molochahu, Obishel Gid, Dover Ha'osa. Obishel Gid is a Dover Ha'osa, Veine Royal Achille, Ve'oimed be'isal le'isasa kol melacha. Since it's also to eat, it's not royal achila, so it doesn't fall into the heter of oichel nefesh. It's not called oichel nefesh. Le'huter elu le'tzeirech was only muter le'tzeirech oichel nefesh. That's not called oichel nefesh. Something that's also b'achila, it's not royal achila, it's not called oichel nefesh. Ve'loike mishum evashel bosa b'cholam. La mishum yontif. The Malkis, the Bishul Yontif, Atonile. He said already the Malkis of Bishul. That's Chai Mishum Gid. Alafilu Uchay, like Mishum Evashul, Bosa Bechola. The Sila Sebashul Gdi, Achaleib, Sholish Pome. Echalisa Rachila, Echalisa Rano, Echalisa Bishul. Mishum Havoe, Shehi Meloche Laatzma. This is a Meloche Laatzma. Because Sova, Yesh, Chilik Meloches, Leyontev lilke shtayim of shtay meloches mishum yontev. He holds us that in chilek meloches beyontev. So others say that it is speaking about if you have to. Some of the mafoshim and mesechtes makas say that the shayla. What's the shayla? He holds yes chilek meloches beyontev. We're speaking about malchus over here. So lachere, if a person does a meloche and 10 minutes later he does nachamol meloche, so it's a little the same meloche, he's like a shtayim. Because he did 2 meloches, by noze, altishta, and he drinks, he's chaybal kosh siyasiya. So if he made a havor 5 o'clock, and 5:10 he put the pot over the flame, so now he's making bishul, so what does shaykhs have to chilek meloches? So others say Pshat is speaking about that the Havore and the Bishul came by Basachas. That means that he set up wood, fuel, and then he put the pot over the fuel, and then he kindled the fuel. So with 1 pu'ule, he's doing 2 malachas. He's doing Bishul, he's doing Havore. So Memele, that's 1 pula. So here the shaila is there a din chilek malachas in yontef? He's being mechalul yontef, but it's 1 pula in 2 malachas. So that's the shaila. So if it says it is loike al savor and al smishul, so we see that yichayim al chilek malachas. Havor or bishul de yontef, ene mishne luke salayim. Demiteich shutru lezoich utronami shaloi lezoich minateich. It's mutter shaloi lezoich minateich. It's what's great, Maron, it's not called oichel nefesh. There's no legitimate reason why to make there's no legitimate reason why he's making the havor, why he's making the bishul. It's not oichel nefesh, it's not roi lachila, it's shaloi lezoich. But it's also mutter minateich. And here Rashi l'shitosoi. I mean, Rashi holds Shalei Letzerech Klal, Rashi Takehel, that's what Rashash wants to say, this was the Makir of Rashi. If the Gemara understood, according to Beis Hillel, that you're not Chayiv, well, why aren't you Chayiv? There is no Tzerech Hayim over here, it's not Roy Lachila, it's nothing. So Rashi says, Klal, the Mitev Shalei Letzerech Utronami Shalei Letzerech, a real Shalei Letzerech Minatay, Rashi means it's a real Shalei Letzerech over here. Mid Rabbonin it's Taka also, because it's a real Shalei Letzerech, Abominatayra, that's also Mutter. Seine Mischne, leinischnis meile bei Beis HaMedrash. Im Team Shalom im Mischne, jemut an euch nicht, es war bei Beis Shammai Shannu, so this is a, this is from Beis Shammai. Let us see Taisvitz, auch in Name, ikiven, shehutra, ahavor, ala Zeugnis. Im Teumer, um a Zorich, ike, koite Beis Hillu, shun, biloike. Ma Zorich, ike, beim Abashel, gid, kiven, shuwasa. So Taisvitz is shit, Taisvitz is in hot water. Das ist also nie der Zeirich Zaz. So was Zeirich ist der? Ich leime, kiemen schon ihr Bedate, ich aus Rello auch leu, an ich nehme heine und Zeirich Jont, das also kohl der Zeirich Jont. So das ist, was it means to say, that Euchel Nefesh, perhaps it's not cold. Sicher nicht an Euchel, schon Nefesh nenne boi, because it's a Giel Nefesh, not an Euchel Nefesh. But I'll call upon him, it's not worse than Teal. He wants to Teal and to play with a ball. Is the hoichit called a tzeirich yontef? But he enjoys himself. That's called a tzeirich tzas. This is also called a tzeirich yontef. He enjoys himself eating the skidanoshe. So it has the same teichin as a ball. Upon him, it's an enjoyment. And so according to Beis Hillel, there would be the heter of mitoich. Now, the Tzlach is a very interesting diuk on this Taisvitz. Taisvitz, the Dibur HaMashal of Taisvitz is Kivin Shehutra Havor LeTzoirech. So, Bamele, according to Beis Hillel, Tzotra Shalai LeTzoirech. So, Taisvitz says, Matzoirech Ike B'mevashel Git. Taisvitz is Posach B'Havore, B'Sayim B'Bishul. How did Taisvitz understand Havor? It's a Kashan Havor also. I mean, why did Taisus, the Gemara says Havore, and Taisus says Matzoirech Ike Bebashel Git. So the Tzlach wants to say something very interesting. The Tzlach wants to say that it could be that that Havore, Taisus understood that Havore is called a Tzoirech Tzas. Why? He's making a fire. It's Muchach, he only has to cook the gid on this fire. This fire, it's a fire, so he can cook kosher. There's a potential he can cook kosher meat also on this fire. So Memela Taisa understood, Havor is called a Tzeirich Tzas. That means, so even though now, Lemaisa, he put on a gid, about the fire, this is a potential Tzeirich Yontif. For fire, you have a fire, you can cook other things on the fire. So the fire, Taisus understood, that could be called a Tzoirech Yontif, because he could cook on it. But Taisus asked the Bishul, now he's cooking the Gid, the Gid is not Tzoirech Yontif, because Taisus held there. So Taisus says, so the Chiddush is by Gid. The Chiddush is by Gid, but Taisus says, the Gid is also called a Tzoirech Yontif. That's a beautiful Tzlach. But Lechair, I wanted to make a Meiradike Diyik from this Tzlach. The Tzlach says as follows. I mean, the Tzlach throws in a monkey wrench in our sugya. The Tzlach says that Havore is that you understood is called a Tzeirich Tzas, because it could be he'll cook some kosher food on it. So Lechair, so why do you call this a Tzeirich Tzas? That's called a Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh. I mean, if you're reckoning of the potential that he might cook something kosher on it, so that's Havor LeTzeirich Eichel Nefesh, not a Tzeirich Tzas. So why according to Beis Shammai are you like it? I mean, if you're mentioning such a cheshbon, so why dafke according to Beis Hillel you like it? Beis Hillel you're not like it, according to Beis Shammai you like it. That's called Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh. If you cheshbon, there's a potential he might use this fire for cooking kosher flesh. So I said, L'chayre Zetman from the Tzlach, a Meiradike Chiddush, that Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh does not mean potential. I mean, Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh means if I'm cooking L'Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh, Ach Ashe Yeochel L'Chol Nefesh, that means I'm cooking for Eichel Nefesh, that I might use this for Eichel Nefesh. That's not called Eichel Nefesh. That's called Tzeirich Yomte. But it's not called Eichel Nefesh. L'chayre, that's what it would seem from the Tzlach. I thought, no, fine.
So then I started thinking a little further. So I thought, so I'll come out, Amoyre Tegazach Leitetzlach. It'll come out that Rabbi says in Mesechtes Pesachim, Ha'oifem B'yontob L'chayot, Ein Eloike, Hoyil V'ikul Oyeche. So this, since this Afiyah, there could be an Oyechul Nefesh, it's a possible, it could be Oyechul Nefesh, so see, not like it, so that's cold. So L'chayre, according to the Tzlach, Rabbi can only be going according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, could be Oichel Nefesh. We're talking about of an Oirich that might come. L'chayre, the Tzlach's case is 1,000 times better. I mean, he's cooking, he made the fire himself, he himself, it's before his Suda. He's about to eat, he's going to eat, so he can still put a kosher piece of meat on it. Rabbi said, Dume, Misrami Le'euchim is, L'chayre, a bigger, there's a slighter chance that this might occur. So could, so L'chayre, if Rabbi said, Ha'oifem Miyantav L'chayl, is Ein Eloike, so L'chayre, Rabbi can only go according to Beis Hillel, according to the Tzach, according to Beis Shammai, that's not Oichel Nefesh. Fine. So this is the Gefella, asking like Beis Hillel. So then I opened up the Gemara Pesachim, and it's very interesting. The Gemara Pesachim brings down this baraisa. Ha'oife miyontev l'chayl. No. The Gemara brings down this baraisa that I'm a basho kit hanoshe b'cholo b'yontev v'ochloi. So it's like a chomesh. Frag the Gemara, according to Rabbi, that Rabbi says, hoyol amiklo ilchem. So why is it like a chomesh? L'chayre, maybe ilchem will come. So he might use, Weizichheim al Tavore, he might use this fire for Eurchen. That's the Gemara's kash. So now this Bereis is going according to Beis Shammai. And the Gemara is asking a kash according to Rabbi. So Taisvis, Bim Koimai says, Taisvis Amsochem says, so we see from this Gemara, that the hoyl is a fill according to Beis Shammai. That's what Taisa says off a note. That Rabbi is going, as Gemara is asking on Beis Shammai, this Bereis is going according to Beis Shammai, the Gemara is a kash on Rabbi. So Taisa says that the svar of hoyl goes, I mean, you don't need metoich for hoyl. So now we appreciate what Taisa is talking about. This is a small Taisa, some sochim, and Avram Zainam at Beis. But l'chayre, this Taisa is l'chayre, the hepech from the tzlach. So, I don't know. La'ira bosa. Let us go further. Beishamai oimrim. No. Beishamai oimrim ein meilichin chalo umatonis l'koyim biyontet. One is not permitted to be meilich, to give over chalo umatonis l'koyim biyontet. Bein shehumu me'emesh, bein shehumu me'hayim. Saya was hura me'emesh. Saya was hura me'hayim. Now we know by matnas kohune, there are two inyonim. There's a mitzvah safrosh and a mitzvah nesine. And Beis Shammai is speaking about the mitzvah nesine. But Beis Shammai says that Chale in Matonis is speaking about Zroyel Chayayim Vekeive. So Sai was Hura Me'emesh, that it was Mafrish the Chale in the Matonis Erev Yontev. Bein Shehume Me'hayoyim, it is also. You're not allowed to give the Matonis, or Beis Hillel Matir. Beis Hillel's Mata is the Reish Yosef, on this Mishnah, it's a very complicated Mishnah in Gemara, so the Reish Yosef on this Mishnah wants to give a shtikel hakdomah. He says, what could be wrong in giving the matonis to a kohen? So he says, he has three mahalachim. One mahalach is that Chazal asked Afrosh is Trumas HaMaisris, not to be Mafrosh Trumas HaMaisris beyond, and Chazal meant
meant to us the whole process of Afrosh. Afrosh has not two chalokanas. Afrosh and Asina, that's the complete mitzvah of Afrosh. Chazal asked to do it in Yom Tov. So Memele, so the Mishnah is telling us that even though Chale and Matonis will see if it, in that's for sure. If he shechted it in Yom Tov, or he made the Is in Yom Tov, he's permitted to be mafresh in Yom Tov. Afal pikei, but you're not allowed to give it in Yom Tov. So that means you're not allowed to make the complete, even though that we bent back and we were mafresh, we were mater a chelik of mitzvah afrosh be Yom Tov. If he made an Isa be Yom Tov, so you're allowed to be mafresh it, to be mater the Isa. You're allowed to be mafresh Zroel Chayim Bekeva also in Yom Tov. But Al Koponim, you're not allowed to give it to the Kohen. You're not allowed to make that the Yasa. Now, why did the Yasa this? The Rosh Hashanah is not too clear. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say that it's Nirei Kemekech HaMemker. That means you're giving it to someone, you're giving a maton, it's Nirei Kemekech HaMemker. The Tzlach asks on this pshat, he says, what's that Nirei Kemekech HaMemker? You'll have to give a maton in Yom Tov. You'll have to, someone say, forget about, someone's allowed to see lady, you'll have to give a maton in Yom Tov. Let's say, you'll have to give a maton. So I'll give this Roy, Stamazo, you'll have to give. I said, but Roy, a coin? Oh, that's what's Nirei Kemekech HaMemker, that's the Tzlach's kasha. But I saw the Chedushim Meiri says that, let's talk about Erev, if he was Mafresh at Erev Yom Tov. If he's Mafresh at Erev, so the Meiri says something very interesting. He says, that what you're allowed to give a maton in Yom Tov, he says, you know why? Because it could be Erev Yom Tov, he didn't think about it. Yom Tov episode, he thought about it, he saw Yenon and Yenhotachnish, so they were matter to give it in Yom Tov. But he says, let's say he was mafresh matonis erev Yom Tov. So he knows he has to give it to Kohen. So why did he wake up in Yom Tov? So then they answered. That's what the Miri wants to say. If he was mafresh erev Yom Tov, so you know you have to give it to Kohen. So why are you waiting till Yom Tov? So then they weren't matter to give the matonis shehufresh erev Yom Tov. And then he says, in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to give, and if you're mafresh in Yom Tov, I'll smara sign. So he seems to be saying, so maybe people think it was an erev Yom Tov to give. Matone, and Avaita, you should have given it Erev Yom Tov. That's how the Meiri seems to say. So the Meiri seems to say that, that is, in the Pnei Yeshua, that is Bechlal, an Isser of Matone. There's an Isser of Matone. You're not allowed to give Matones. Matnes Kuhune. Then the Rosh Yosef says another Mahalach. Let's talk about challah. He says, by challah, there's a svara to say, let's say he made an isin Yom Tov, was mafresh challah b'Yom Tov. Now give it now to the kohen. Now a person will see him giving the isin to the kohen, they won't know that he made this isin Yom Tov. They'll think he made the isin erev Yom Tov. And he was mafresh in Yom Tov. Now if he's giving an isin, we know there was an afrosh, so people won't know that this was an Isis Erev Yom Tov, an Isis Erev Yom Tov, that he was Mafresh Erev Yom Tov, wants to give it in Yom Tov, so people won't know that this is an Isis Erev Yom Tov. That he was Mafresh Erev Yom Tov, maybe he was Mafresh in Yom Tov. So people might come to think that you permitted to be Mafresh and Isis Erev Yom Tov in Yom Tov. But that's not good already, because now a lot of be Mafresh and Isis Erev Yom Tov be Yom Tov. That's the second Mahalach he wants to say. And the third Mahalach he says, Aces, when, if you're Mater Heloche, you'll be Mater Hafroshe, and not, okay, it's not a Marasayin Dikedin. People say, you're allowed to give in Yontif, you're allowed to be Mafresh in Yontif, and all the guidelines will fall away. Now, one thing we have to know, we'll see the reason soon, but one thing we have to know, that by challah, it could be the zikha such halachas, that not all the time you're permitted to be mafresh challah in Yom Tov.
only if you made an Isa in Yontif, they give a mafresh to Chal in Yontif. So if people will think you're giving in Yontif permitted to be mafresh, so people think you're permitted to be mafresh all the time. So by Chala we have this problem also. By Zroya l'chayayim v'keve, the halacha is that afilu he shechted in Erev Yontif is allowed to be mafresh in Yontif. So that we'll see in the Gemara. Why? The reason we'll see in Rashi. But you'll have to be mafreshit, you'll have to be, once in Rashi, we'll see soon. Al-Kapad, you'll have to be mafreshit in Yontif. So you'll have to be mafreshit in Yontif, so why shouldn't you be permitted to be Meulich? So by Matonis, the reason is Zikha only the first reason. Because Chazal asked to give a Matonis. Not because there might come a kilkul. People will think that he shechted it yesterday and he's giving it. That's also muta. You're allowed to shecht yesterday and be mafresh today. So by matones, the whole isa is of giving. Chazal asked bechlal to give to a koyin matos kune. It is gzeh mishemeke chamemke or stamazay they asked it. Masha enkein by chale you have another reason why to ask. If you'll be permitted to give in yontif, the chale is a personal thing. You'll have to be mafresh chale shenasem esmel. So the akilkul will come out in afrosho also. So therefore the Reisha Yisuf says we have to learn shan, the Mishnah as follows. Beshamay oimrim ein meilichin chale. Chale is poshit. You're not allowed to be meilich. Because by chale there's a kilkul. If you'll give chale nyontif, people might think you'll have to be mafresh chale also nyontif. Efil the Isa was nilish erev yontif. So meile, so loy zu. Matonis, that does not apply. By matonis, the iser of shemo yachrishenu beyontif doesn't apply, because you're always allowed to be mafresh in yontif, even though it was nishchat meyesmo. But matonis is only one reason. Samazoy, they asked to give matonis lekoin in yontif. Bein shehumu meyemich. Sai, they were humu meyemich. So I'm giving yesterday's matonis. Bein shehumu meyayom. Let us see Rashi. Ein meilichen chale, af al pi shemuter bihafrosha. So even though it's muter bafroshoso, lo ishori lehalochoso, that means lochere hufrash meayoim, elotikon lesaken isosa itiroloi. They only were matter, you should be able to eat it. Velo yoisa. More than that, they weren't matter. Matones azroye balchayim vakev. Af ein haramos on hutroloi. The haram is also mutter. Why is the haram and mutter over here? Shreinit stavu larim, because it's a mitzvah to be made. Vehech yoichul shah habos. How will you eat the rest of the bos? There's a mitzvah to be made. Vaaf al pishayim toivlim kishal tevil. So Rashi asks, what's the problem? It's not toivil. So what's the problem? How will you eat the bos? He'll eat the bosa because there's no din tevil by Israel chemikaver. Lesser habosa bachila miyum loy pirish habosa mayhem. But if he won't be mafreshit, harehu oichlon, he's gonna eat it up also. If he doesn't divide it, he doesn't separate it. He'll eat it by the behes. Hilkach aramoson itiru v'loy eilochos. The only were matter they harome, they were not matter the hiloch. The kulon mishum. Oh, let's stop over here for 1 minute. So, what does Rashi say? So, Rashi says that the reason they were, why were they matter? It's not tevil. So, I mean, so Rashi seems to be asking like this. Before we said they were matter to be mafresh chale l'tikanisosa hitirulay. Like this, he's making a nisa yont, won't be able to eat it. So, they were matter. But here, Rashi had a kasha, here it's not toivul, so why should we be matter? Frek the Rishas of Rashi, frek the Rishas, he says, Adarabe, that's the reason why it's mutter. Why are you not allowed to be mafresh trume in Shabbos Nyotah? But Nirike Mesakin Mone. That's the whole reason it's also, because it's Nirike Tikan Mone. So, there's another reason, it's Hegdish, it's Nirike Magdish. That's the whole reason it's also. By Matnes Kuhn, Zroi V'chaim Kieve, there's no Misakin Mone, there's no Hegdish over there, so fakert. So you have to bend backwards to figure out why they were matter? Why shouldn't they be matter? What's wrong with it? That's the Rishash's kash on Rashi. Rashi had a problem to find a reason for the heter, and the Rishash is fakelt. Since it's not metabos, there's no reason lesser. If it be tevil, then we have problems. And that was a nashtik peyre. But if it's not tevil, so fakelt, so why shouldn't you be mutter? That's the Rishash's time. And the Rishash's time is on Rashi. He brings a Gemara Chul, I didn't find the Gemara, but he brings a Gemara Chul, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. But first of all, he says, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that there were matter to be matrish because he might come to eat up the matonis. So first of all, he brings a Gemara, there's no Isa to eat the bosa, because man, you weren't matrish the matonis, because the matonis are mufrosh and vahim them, like it's, you can tell which is the Zrei, which is the Chayim, which is the Keva. There's certain Hevorim which you can tell, so, if he eats this, so even though it's attached, some may well come to eat it. So he says, the Beis Yosef says, the Tur says that there's an Indian, that the Tur says there's an Indian to a mitzvah to be matrish before you eat, but Rashi says it'll be over an essay, maybe somebody doesn't understand. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha on Rashi. Now, Rashi continues, v'kulon mishum gzeire de'ein magbiyin trume. So everything is also als ein magbiyin trume. That's the Bach's Gilse. He says that what? Trume, you say, are not allowed. Trume, we don't have any heter. Because trume, bachlal, when you're not allowed to, the Chali could have a chetimse that he made the east in Yontef, so it don't matter to be mafresh. Trume doesn't become tevil in Yontef. So Zira became tevil before Yontef. So they asked her to be mafresh trume. So Memele, so Rashi says, V'kulam ishum gzeire de ein magbi in trume. He says, there was a gzeire ein magbi in trume, and that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, Pshat and Rashi. And ein magbi in trume, there is two dinim, one you're not allowed to be mafresh, and number two you're not allowed to give to the Kohen. The whole set, the Chazal Asa. So Memele, so this they also Asa. So even though the first Chalik is Mutter, the Chalik Afrosh is Mutter, but the Chalik Nesine is Asa. Yeah. Perhaps we could be mamtik, I don't know if it's necessary, but there's a machlekes, the Rambam, and Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Indian of Matnas Kohune, and Trume, if there are two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. The Ramban holds the two separate mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah, a froshe, lahatir asa kri. That's a Yeredeyedike mitzvah. It means you have to be matter. And then there's a mitzvah nesine. The trume that you have is a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So there's two different dinim. Others want to say, Merdeke chidesh, chita achas peiteres asakri, that's in the heter, chita achas is sufficient. Als mitzvah nesine, you have to take be mafresh more. In order to make a mitzvah nesina, but the two distinct mitzvahs. The Rambam, Bachsim, and Sefer mitzvahs holds that the whole mitzvah is nesina. You have to make a afrosh kidei litein. That's the afrosh is the hachone for the nesina. So, according to the Rambam, Bachsim, we can see understand what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. Chazal said, ein magbi in trumis. So what does a magbi in trumis? I mean, the whole thing of magbos trumis is lahafresh kidei litein. So, afilu lemaisa, we were matter the chelik afroshe by chalin, by matonis, but the chelik on the sine does lick the name magbi in trume. So that, the chelik on the sine, we never were matter. Zogt the Mishnah weiter, Omar lehem be shamai, zeire shove. Chale u matonis matona lekoin, u trume matona lekoin. כשם שאין מליכן עשה תרומה, כך אין מליכן עשה מתון. So he's telling him, לחייך את הדסיים, that the same both of them are matnas kone, and just like by trumet aloch is ein melichin, so this should be also the same. By afilu we were matter the hafroshe by chalom aton about kaponim, the ein melichin should be dumi de trum. Amru am beisilu loy, no, it's not the same. Ima marten betrume shenis akoi baramos. By trume, there's a din you can't be mafresh trume in yontif. They were mafke because normally it becomes tevel erev yontif, make marmeloch erev yontif, some emele, so they never were matter that rosh. Taimru ba matonish is akoy baramos, so since here they were matter, they have rosh of these matonish, some emele, they were matter in the sino also. It's no dimin to trume. Let us see Rashi. Maton elokayim es gzereshov lab davke. The kol medarabon goes. Oh, do me the gzereshov with the rabon. Maton elokayim meesrim ba'arba maton iskune. Kishem shein melichin. Da baha meidisulon. You meide heistes that trume. You not the shem esmel hukba. That means so since the hafrosha is only meesmel. So therefore, you can't, the zikr weren't matter, shami esmalukbo. So it could be that the kasha is, sal kaponim, the matonis, the I mean, the basila was matter for the humo mayemesh. So al kaponim could be al humo mayemesh zikr shver. He says, Truma, that Shemei Esmel Hugba, they weren't matter to give today to the Koyim. So Memele, so Kaponim, be made to me by whom and Me'emesh, that they shouldn't be able to give today to the Koyim. So he said, Shein is a Koyi Rashoy, Lenostach HaMolodim Koyi Chesuz Vafroshosam. He says, there's no, the Chazal will never matter Hafroshos, Trume in Yontif, so they weren't matter Nesinas Trume in Yontif. But since Chazal were matter Hafroshes Chalav, Hafroshes Matonis in Yontif, so Mameu, so then they were Mekel, Afilu ben Nesin. Kosal Kedaitoch, Shehumu Mehayoy, now we hear in the Mishneh, but now the Gemara is now going to speak about Matonis. And it's a very big deal why we don't speak about challah. But let's forget about that problem for a minute. We have here, let's speak about matonis. We have matonis ben shehumu me emesh, ben shehumu me ayoy. That the beishamai asers and beishilul is matter. Ben matonis, ben shehumu me emesh, ben shehumu me ayoy. Kosal kedaita. So the Gemara understood as follows. Shehumu me hayoyim, the matonis shehumu me ayoyim, ushanishchatu me ayoyim. It means that they were nishchat me ayoyim. Nhumu me ayoyim. Vishehumu me emesh, vishanishchatu me emesh. So the Mishnah is speaking about two cases. Let's talk about matnas kahune. Matnas kahune, either was nishchat mei esmael vahura mei esmael, or nishchat mei hayoim vahura mei hayoim. So then the Gemara says, moni masnis. Then we have a problem. Who is the Tana of our Mishneh? Loi Rabbi Yosi, the loi Rabbi Yehuda, elo acher. The Sanya, we learn as follows. Oma Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, amurah dikezach. Loi nechleku beishamai ubeisilul al hamatonois shehumu me'erev yontif. Again, let's see, we're speaking about matonis. Matonis shehumu me'erev yontif. Shemoilichin im hamatonois shehumu me'hayoyim v'shenishchetu me'hayoyim. Rabbi Yehuda said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda said, if a person shechted in yontif abeheimet, so that everyone holds. Beishamai and Beisilu, those matonis you're allowed to give to the Koyim. Number one. And number two, Rabbi Yehuda said another thing. And if you're giving this to the Kohen and you have a matone from a behemoth that you shechted yesterday, so I feel according to Beishami, you could also stick it in. You're sending matones from today, and you could stick in one from yesterday also. So he's saying, Klo, that Beishamai was not only mater, the matones, shenishchetu hayoyim b'shehu memayoyim, Beishamai was even mater, the matones, shenishchetu me'esmo b'hu me'esmo, if you send them together. That means, if you have matonis, the pain was geschochten yesterday, and it was mufresh yesterday. So this already is similar to truma already. I mean, this is like truma, because truma is always from yesterday. וכך היו בישני דונים, חלו ומתונס מתונו לקויים, ותרומה מתונו לקויים. כשם שמליכן אס התרומה שהופרש מאסמל, כך אין מליכן אס המתונס שהופרשו מאסמל. That is what בישמי said. אמרו להם בישלו, לא יממרתם בתרומה שניזקוי ברמוסו. תרומה is such a matone, which is impossible to be mafresh in yontiv. So that is a din, you're not allowed to be noisein trume, which there's never a het of afroshes trume in yontiv. Toimru b'matonish zakoi baramosam, but the matonish allowed to be mafresh in yontiv, so you're allowed to be mafresh, matonish anishna to be yontiv, you're allowed to be mafresh in yontiv, so you see matonis are different, you can't be medav. So Al Koponim, the Gemara says over here, so our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Klo, that Matonish Shehufrishu Hayoim Vishenishchato Hayoim, according to Beishama, it's Mutter. In Kasalke Daitok, that our Mishnah says, Hufrishu Hayoim, Hulmim Ayoim means Shanishchetu Me Ayoim, and Beisham Ayasel. So our Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Loi Rabbi Yosi, v'loi Rabbi Yehuda, elacherim galsine. Shemeilichin oison, basis. So we see that Matone Shanishchetu v'humu Ayoim, Shemeilichin oison. Umas nisin ktoni, bein she humu me ayoim, because alke daitach de gemorel, humu me ayoim means de benishchitu ayoim komairi. Va osa, sa a mishne asod matoni she hufrishu me ayoim, when it was nishchat me ayoim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that is mutapul according to Beishama. Yeah. So it's not like a Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yosi went go by. Loi nech luko beishami beisila la matonis shemelichem. Matonis, you're always allowed to give. Matonis, shenishchetu esmael. Matonis, you're always allowed to give. Loi nech luko ela la trume. The whole mach loikis beishami beisilus an trume. Trume, shehufresh me esmael, you have to give it today to the koyim. Shebeishamay oimerim in melichin, and now to give trume, beisil oimer melichin. Vekachoyu beisilu donin, chalo matonis matono lekoyin, utrume matono lekoyin. Kishem shemelichin is a matonis, kach melichin is a trume. Pung verkehrt, and Rabbi Yosi's bereis it was that beisilu brought a raya from matonis to trume. Just like matonis, beisham, you also might be allowed to give to the coin. She should be allowed to give trume also to the coin. Omulem beishamai, loim emartim b'matonei shezakoi baramosom. Matonei shilat to be mafrish in yontif. Taimu betrume shein zakoi baramosom. So our Mishnah zichen are going according to Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah says, beheper, trume zichen also according to everyone. So machloikis is by matonei. So that's also no good. Acherim oimrim, but acherim say, loinechluko beishami beisilu ala trume, she ain't melichen. Truma everyone knows ain't meilichim. Leinechleku ella alamatones. The whole machloikis is only alamatones. And amatones, it doesn't say when the matones were geschochen. So matones, could mean, geschochen in Yontef, before Yontef, it doesn't say. Shabeshamei oimrim, ein meilichim, beisilu oimrim meilichim. Leimacherimi, vulei rabiude. So the meile, verkehrt, just like the Acherim did not differentiate by Matonis if they were geschochten Erev Yontif or in Yontif, and our Mishnah also doesn't differentiate the Gmokas Alkedaita, whom Ayoim means Nishchita Ayoim. So our Mishnah is going according to the Acherim. Let us see the few Rashis. Alamatoni shemelich, and this is very Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Alamatoni shemelich, and Hoyl Vizakoi Baramos, and everyone holds, since she could be mafrish them, Vuadin Lechale, Vachad Minayu Nokat. So such a, since she could be mafrish, so Mamelik Zich could be Moila. Ela Alamatonis, and this is the Acherim, say the Homachlik is Alamatonis, a fellow Nishritu Mehayoi Mashme, and Matonis doesn't differentiate, Kimas Nisa. Leima Acherimi Vulei Rabbi Yehuda. Kloima. So why that? Like Rabbi Yehuda, what's with the Rabbi Yehuda? Kloima. Rabbi Yehuda, Vadi Leyev Shalukmi. That's Poshet. Our Mishnah is Zicha the Heber of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Shail is, should we say it's all Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, my me, Motzina, Lameima, Masnisa, Nami, Davke, Bishel, Emesh, Koma. Let us see Rashi. Kloima. Rabbi Yehuda, Vadi Leyev Shalukmi. Rabbi Yehuda, Zicha can be. Rabbi Yehuda Mai, mi matzin lameima de masnisa nami davke bishal emesh kama, mesukin u mesukam alibay. And so maybe our Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is only speaking about matonais shenishchetu me esmail. Ainitzkak al kochein ulayma de loik Rabbi Yehuda. That is the shaykh. So Rabbi
says, let's learn the Mishnah Eloch. Miktoni shehumu mehayoin v'shenishchetu mehayoin. Did the Mishnah specify that it was geshochten today? The Mishnah says it was hura mehayoin. Shehumu ktoni. The Mishnah says it was humu mehayoin. That's what it says. Ulo'oilam shchitoson me'emesh. But it's speaking about that it was geshochten me'emesh. So Mamela so comes up Mamish Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Yehuda had said that the whole machloikis beishami besilo was nishchat me'emesh. Then it's doime to truma, it was truma sufresh me'emesh. So here it was nishchat me'emesh. So Memele is Hulma Me'ayayim, it was Hulma Me'emesh, then there's a Machloikis, Be'shami and Be'silu. But it was Nishchat Me'ayayim, V'Hulma Me'ayayim, this is no dimin at all to Tume, and here Be'shami is also Moide that you be Me'lichin Lekai. So the Gemara says, Leime Rab Yehudi V'loi Achem. Oh, that's a Merdik Adik he just said. You just said that the Mishnah says Humu Mehayim. It doesn't say when the Shechita was. So it seems the Shechita was not Mehayim. Only the Rama was Mehayim. So the Mishnah is going Davka according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to the Acherim said there's a Machlokes and Matonis, and the Acherim didn't differentiate it. The Acherim seemed to hold that Fulu Nishchet Mehayim. It's also according to Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, no, afilu teima acherim behanach de nishchetu meyemesh. So the Gemara says, no, you know, the whole acherim is that says that there's a machlekes by matonis is speaking about nishchat meyemesh. If it's nishchat meyayim, everyone holds that you're allowed to be moilich lekoyim. Nishchat meyemesh, so mamish like Rabbi Yehuda. But nishchat meyemesh, then there's a, and nishchat meyemesh, now there's a machlekes, and then hufresh memesh hurmei emesh hurmei ayoyim, then there's a machloikis if you're allowed to be meilach lekoyim. Frag the Gemara, Yehochi Haimi Rabbi Yehuda. So if the Acherim also hold that the whole machlokes of Beishamay and Beisilu is only Nishchat Me'emesh, so it's Mamash Rabbi Yehuda, so what's their Acherim? And for the Gemara, Ike Benayu Tfeila. The machlokes is, Rabbi Yehuda said another kula. Rabbi Yehuda said Nishchat Me'emesh. You're allowed to send together with the Matonis of Shanishchat Me'ayoyim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Another kule. This kule d'acherem acholik. D'acherem old matone Shanishchat Me'emesh you're never allowed to send. That is Rava's Mahala. Leimer Rabbi Yehuda Miktoni Masnisen Ben Shehumu Venishchetu Me'ayoyim Shehumu Me'ayoyim Ktoni Ulo'olam Shchitoson Me'emesh Avranach Venishchetu Be'ayoyim V'yomtev Is Moide So Be'shami Is Moide That Yer Moilach Leimer Rabbi Yehuda V'lo'yachem Pumfakyat Kiv The Masnisen Davke B'shalem Mishkoi Midulay Ktoni Nishchetu Ayoyim Mimele Merdeka Diyek Name the loika chen, the cherem ala matonis, kamri, they said there's a machloikas ala matonis, and they didn't differentiate if it was nishkat meyer, nishkat meyesma. She says, no, the cherem also talking about bahanach the nishkat to meyemish, ala matonis, the kamri, a cherem, shalemish kamari, that it was nishkat meyemish. So, in the zay, so the gemore is aine rabbi yehude. So, the gemore answers, the machloikas is tveil, rabbi yehude matal le tapel ala hoylach shel emish im shel hayoyim, bacherem sovri, da fel le tapel na mi osri beisham. Mas nisen bla airi betveile klal, ike le meima ke rabbi yehude, vike le meima ke acherem. So, the maskonis, a gemore is, that our Mishneh is speaking about Bebehime shenishchato erev yontif, bein shehurmu me'emesh, sai si was mafrish, the matonis dreil chayim, dreil chayim v'keive erev yontif, bein shehurmu me'ayoyim, sai was hurm me'ayoyim, was mafrish, he shechted it yesterday and it was hurm today. So here we see klal that fakel by matonis, that he shechted it yesterday, is allowed to be mafrish today. If you're allowed to be meilach, that's gewaldic. By matonis, we understand. Now, we have here a problem. The Mishnah says, challah also. Now, what is the case of challah? What is the ein meilichen challah umatonis beyontiv bein shehumu me'emesh bein shehumu me'hayoyim? Now, what is the Now, by Matonis, we said it's speaking about that it was Nishchat Me'emesh, and there was Hurem Me'emesh or Hurem Me'ayoyim. Now, if Chal is also like that, the Mishnah is only differentiating when we'll have to say also the same thing, that the Gilgul Issa was Emesh, Bein Shehurem Emesh, and bein shehurem me'ayoyim. Now in challah we're in hot water. If it was nizgalgale isa erev yontif, she's not allowed to be mafreshed in yontif. So what's pshat? What is pshat? That's the problem. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Rashba asked the kasha. The Rashba asked this kasha, and the Chayim also asked the kasha. But the Rashba answers is very unclear. But the Rashba is a kashra. In Reish Yosef, there's one mahalach in the Reish Yosef, and there's another mahalach in the Tzlach. The Reish Yosef seems to say as follows. This kashra we are asking is be'emesin, we had a whole sugya, and after Tesla Medalev, גולגול איסה מערב יונטף, מאפריש ממנו חלוסה ביונטף, that's a memory of רבי. And Abu Adishmur said, אין מאפריש ממנו חלוסה ביונטף. So here we are, מחלויקס. If it was a גולגול איסה מערב יונטף, לא to be מאפריש ביונטף. So the Rosh Yosef says something which is a pella. So he says, Rabbe l'shitosei. The Rabbe holds mafrish mimeno b'yontev. Rabbe is the one that said the shtik Torah over here. Rabbe was the one that said the shtik Torah that is speaking about that nishchat me'emesh v'hura me'ayoyim. So Rabbe l'shitosei, that's what the Rosh Yosef says. Now that's a pella, because first of all, it was Rabbe and Abu Adishmur. Rabbi said it's muta, Abu Dishmur said it's also. And Rabbi in the sugya holds like Abu Dishmur. That is for the Rashba, when he asks the Kasha, he asks, Rabbi holds like Abu Dishmur. When the Rashba asks this Kasha, so the Rosh Yosef is a pella, that he says, Rabbi l'shitosa. Unless he was Geirus Yerab, I don't know. We're Geirus, but he knows Geirus Yerab, he says, Rabbi l'shitosa. So, basically, that, the Tzlach says a little better. Rava was a Talmud of Rabbi, and he holds like Rabbi. That's what the Tzlach wants to say, even though the Lucher of the Raj is Moir, and the Sugi it seems Rava holds like Abu Dishmol. Okay, so that's one Mahalach. So we could say it's speaking about, that. I mean, if we'll say that this Sugi is going, it's an Akimta of Rava. It's not, we don't have to say Pshat like the way Rava said. It's an Akimta of Rava. So we could say Rava holds like Rabbi, and everything is speaking about was Nishchat me'emesh, was Nizgalgale Isa me'emesh, and he was mafreshet either emesh or he's mafreshet today. That's one mahalach how to learn. Another mahalach is this whole Gemara, and it seems, this the Tzlach wants to say, it says it in the Rosh, that this whole Gemara is only speaking about matonis. By chale afilun is galgle isa hayoyim. The nifrash hayoyim is also osa according to Beis Shammai. And the Tzlach wants to say as far as why is chale more chomo than matonis. She says because chale has a shem truma on it. It's a truma. So there they gave it the chomer of trume until he's mafresh hayoyim, his galgal hayoyim. So they gave it the chomer of trume. Masha'en kein matonis. So they only gave it the chomer of trume if it's dumye the trume that was nishchat meyasmer. So something happened yesterday. So then they were the medamet the trume, but it was nishchat meyayoyim the huma mayoyim. They weren't machna. That is how the Tzlach says, and could be that is pshat in the Rashba, so the Rashba is very unclear. Now, let us see Taisvus. Ein meilichin chale umatones lekoi. So, when one learns the Mishnah, so one takes the Mishnah literally, that one is not permitted to bring over the chale matones to a koi. So Taisa says, Perish lav davka melichin, that is not the Issa only, the huatin riyovi koin lebeisoi lo yitnam loi. Now we have to give it to the koin. It's not the melichin over here, it's the giving. Vechein mashme b'yirishalmi didmai perik alakeach peris pedya. And Taisa says, you know, it's often a Yerushalmi. The komar hosom, Yerushalmi says as follows. Mi shekoro shem the trumis meiser demai. A person was kore shem for trumis meiser demai. Le meiser oni shalvada. Let's not go into it why by trumis meiser he spoke about mai, meiser oni shalvada, but let's figure out the case. The case is you had a Yisrael that was kore shem erev Shabbos the trumis meiser demai. That he was mafresh trumas meiser. Ule meiser oni shalvadi. Ule is mafresh meiser oni shalvadi. So talking about trume and meiser oni. Yeah. Lo yitlein b'shabes. So this is a mission, this is a loshna mission. Lo yitlein b'shabes. We don't know exactly what that means. He hears Trumas Maisa, he hears Maisa only, Lo Yitlein B'Shabbos. Aval, Im Koyen, Va'oni, Limudim, Lechel Etzloi, but if Koyen Va'oni is Limudim Lechel Etzloi, Boin Va'ichle, they're permitted to come and eat by him, in Shabbos, Bilbulvad sheyedium perish meesma. But he has to tell them, Erev Shabbos, you know I have matonis for you, come in Shabbos, and you'll eat your matonis. That's at kan loshen amishna. This is a mishnah in the mind. Vikomar Allah. So now the Yerushalmi wants to explain the mishnah. Vekomar Allah, so the Yerushalmi says, the who de koma lo yitlein, what does lo yitlein mean? So, poshet, we would say lo yitlein means it's not allowed to hold them, it's not allowed to be metaltal them, it's mukze, which doesn't make any sense. Why is trumas, trumas meiser, meis oni mukze? So the Yerushalmi says, the koma lo yitlein, hainu mas nisen, it's our mishnah, lo yitlein. Lo yitlein means he shouldn't take it to give to the kohen. The Mishnah asked trumas meiser or meiser only in Shabbos to give to the kohen. Umaisi mehach doch, and the Yerushalmi says, how do you know that's pshat lo yitlein? Because look at our Mishnah. Dohoche eng melichim. It says eng melichim. So just like our Mishnah says, there is an issa, just like our Mishnah says that there is an issa of nesina lekayin. So that Mishnah also means you're not allowed to give it to the kayin or to the yonim. Umasik, and the Yerushalmi feels like yalfinin hu meahi bahi yalfinin mihu. That means we learn the our Mishnah in Beye is megalip shat. In the Mishnah in Demai, and the Mishnah in Demai is Megal Pshat in the Mishnah in Bay. So now Taisus explains. Who Yafinamei? Who Yontif? So Yontif, he Shabbos. That means the Mishnah in Demai is speaking about Shabbos. Our Mishnah is speaking about Yontif. Perish Hochikom. The he the Bishabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos, Yafine Mehu, Temelichi, the Mayri Beyonte. We learn from our Mishnah. That means we didn't know the Taish of Yitlein. So we learn from our Mishnah that Yitlein means Yelichi, Yikne. So that's Pshat. You're not allowed to give it to the Koy. Bohu Yafine Mehi, and now our Mishnah will learn out from over there. Davke ma shematirim beis hillel, that what beis hillel is matter. Hainu davke kshir gilin lechel etzloi. That what beis hillel was matter, to give to the kohen, is davke kshir gilin lechel etzloi. V'oiso shel Yerushalmi kori hi. So now, we just have to know there's a tremendous tumult over here, but the way Taisvis says Pshat in the Yerushalmi, so Taisvis says Pshat in the Yerushalmi as follows, that the Yerushalmi is telling us that Beis Hillel was matter, don't take Meilichem face value. Meilichem means you're allowed to give it to the Kohen if the Kohen is normally a guest by him, and he came to him on Shabbos. So then he's allowed to give it to him according to Beis Hillel. Now, let us start thinking for 1 minute. The Mishnah in Demai is speaking about Trume. The Mishnah in Demai is speaking about Trume. It's not speaking about Matonis, it's not speaking about Chal, it's speaking about Trume. Now, since when was Beis Hillel Mater Trume? So Lachayre Pshat, the way Tosis is learning Pshat, is we're going according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, the whole Machloikis, Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel, is only speaking about Trume, if I care, by, the whole Machloikis is only speaking about Trume.
And in the machloikis, by trume, so that, that's what Yerushalmi is telling us. In the machloikis of trume, that Beisilu was matter to give trume, you know how can you give trume the way the Yerushalmi says to give trume? You invite, this is speaking about a kohen, who every other week is a guest by you, so Shabbos, you can give him the trume, you are mafresh Erev Shabbos. If you tell him in advance, you know, you call him up Erev Shabbos, I'm going to give you your trume in Shabbos, you just come to me. And since he's rogel to eat by him every other Shabbos, so then Beisilu was matter. That's Lachay Reb Shad and Toysus. Alme, the main le made him lechel etzle lo yitne. Afilu yavi akay le beisay. Mishum, the le salke abayti, the marinish lamechel piste bebeisay de chavre. Stamazay is eating. His past in someone else's house, people will see already what's happening over here. That it's really maton, he's giving him matonis. Vizbul oilam shutorim oisim biyontev. So if he's giving him trume in yontev, so they'll think that he was mafreshed in yontev trume, not a mafresh trume. So therefore, so that is how the bachsime, the marsholens, pshatan taisvis, and the Tzlachlon's Pshat and Taisvus like this, that Taisvus is learning Pshat according to Rabbi Yossi, because the Yerushalmi Zich is speaking about Trumah, and the whole heter of Rabbi Yehuda, the whole heter of Beis Hillel is only that the Melichin means, if he's here, you give it to him, and Dafke, if he's a Lomot, Lechel Etzel.